Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this time together to connect in the covenant relationship of this apostolic assignment that you've given to LTMA. I pray for each one online, each pastor, each all of the fivefold ministry gifts that is connected on this line, that you continue to give us wisdom and give us understanding that we can please you in everything we do. We thank you for our connection and whatever correction, protection we need, direction we need, Lord. We expect you to give it to us. And whatever any one of the part of the LTMA is dealing with and need to make decision, I come in agreement with them now that the wisdom of God will be upon their lives, upon their ministry, upon their steps they have to take, whatever it takes, Lord. As we come together this morning, we sense your will and your purpose must be manifested in our lives. So in each state, wherever they are right now, connected to this line, whatever position they're in, we pray that your presence, not only your presence, but your power will begin to manifest in every area to lead and guide and direct us. We love you so much, God. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's in Jesus' name we enter into this covenant now. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to deal with establishing apostolic covenant. Now, that's come out of the Technology of Apostolic Succession book by Gordon E. Bradshaw. Establishing Apostolic Covenant. And I want to read from Romans chapter 1, verse 8 through verse 12, I believe, through verse 12. The Apostle Paul is making an apostolic statement to the church at Rome, probably to the Roman, who those who minister in the church at Rome. He said in the 8th verse, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken all throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. I want you to notice that. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit. So the covenant of apostolic leadership, we have to be connected in the spirit. This is not a flesh connection. So therefore, direction will be given that may not be totally in alignment with what you want. But it's all about what God wants. So here Paul said, in the 9th verse, God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son. So he's telling us two things, in his spirit and in the gospel. That without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayer. Now, that 9th verse is a covenant verse. It's in the spirit, in the gospel, and in prayer. Now, those same statements are established in my heart many years ago when we started the LTMA. And I want to also tell you who online, how faithful y'all have been. It is not normal. So there's a covenant connection. It's not normal for y'all to be online like you'll be online. The MBBs, they're doing a terrific job. Those guys are dedicated to what they do. I can trust them. I want you to know this organism is not normal. The way we carry things out is not normal. And there should be millions of benefits that you're receiving. And I think this morning, as we talk about this covenant, it will put you in a better position to receive the mantle, the DNA, the things that God wants you to have, the impartation that God wants you to have. I have to relate to this. 48 years I've been amming to please God in every way I can. That's why my ministry, my life, my ministry have come out so blessed. But it's designed to bless you. And I see it in the LTMA. I see ministries that are flourishing, and blessing the people, passing on that apostolic DNA to their congregation, wherever you minister. If you're not pastoring, you should be passing on that same anointing. And that's what it's all about, lighting the torches of ministers around the world. So it's so important to me, but back again to the fact that I believe that because of a unity and a love and a connection, we've been able to travel this far without major problems of people doing things they shouldn't do. That is very important. So I want to commend my leaders who are under me. They've done a good job, continue doing that job, but the job without the blessing shouldn't be. Because you connected, because we are flowing in the direction, every member of LTMA should be seeing the light. I don't want nobody walking in darkness. If you pay attention, if you follow instruction, you must be promoted in position of governmental authority. So let me read that verse again, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. Now, I need to get away from that verse, because I want to go further, but that verse is so, for God is my witness. That is an important statement, and I can say the same to you, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. Making request, verse 10, if that by any means, not at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you. Now notice verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts, to the end you may be established. That's an important verse. And then verse 12 says, that is, that I may be confident together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. In other words, everybody supposed to be getting results. That's what he's saying. So let me begin with this establishing apostolic covenant, and I'll be relating to other scriptures as I go. The issue of apostolic covenant is important to the foundational health and long-term survival rate of generational kingdom ministry. In other words, the foundation is so important. And I think we built, the MBB and myself, we built the foundation right. We don't have a whole lot of things to go through. We're just going down the line and dealing with ministry and dealing with the Word of God. So Romans 1, 11 through 12, I read 8 through 12, Romans 1, go over that. And the first point we want to talk about is consists of two words, stability and alignment. Stability and alignment. Stability and alignment are the two most important qualities of a foundation. Stability and alignment. Now, if you would look, the scripture, 1 Corinthians 3:11, Ephesians 2:20, Acts 5:12. And it talks about stability in the apostolic and alignment. Now, those two words are very important, and I think we have to a large degree because of the connection between myself and the MVBs, I think it have kept us in stability and alignment up to this point, because I don't just want to be an organization. So make sure you look over those scriptures, because those scriptures are talking about apostolic foundation that I can just call off, and they'll be on tape for you to get. But stability and alignment is so important, and being stable, and you know, let's just say that following orders, following direction, everything got to have direction, and I think that LTMA have done a good job on that. Then it talks about relationships. So now we got stability, alignment, relationship, like building, must have foundation of stability and alignment. So what he's saying here, our relationship, if we're going to have the right relationship, we're going to have continue in stability and alignment. Now, stability is one word, alignment, another word. Alignment is mean coming in alignment with what God is doing at any given moment. other words, we've got to deny ourselves, take our cross and follow Jesus. One of the things in the headquarters, Word of Life Christian Center, I always aim to have stability and alignment in my ministry. So therefore, during the crisis of this pandemic, I didn't have a whole lot of crybabies because they know I taught them they got to fight themselves. Don't be calling me every 5 minutes. Fight yourself. Learn for yourself. It's not like knowing for yourself. Now think that the stability and alignment in our relationship will make you strong within yourself to carry out the commission that God has given you. We cannot remain just depending on somebody else to do it for us. And I think that's what LTMA is about. It's calling us to grow up in ministry and drop some of the things that we found out that is not working. So it's important. Relationship like building must have foundation of those two words, stability and alignment, are very important. Now, Ephesians 3:5 is a good scripture. Ephesians 3:5. I think I'll turn to Ephesians 3:5. But I want to emphasize this foundation we built. Which in other ages were not made known to the Son of Man, as is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So we'll find out in a few minutes, the same DNA, the same mantle, the same anointing that I'm functioning as your leader, it belongs to you. That's why God connected us together. That's God's way of doing things. You've been doing it for years, but if you go off on a tangent, say if you go off on, like I talked to you earlier, TMA, if you go off on just one person getting blessed, or if you go off on not training people how to walk in, now if you don't step in it, you're not going to get it. But if you step in it and understand all the things that we're teaching, all the things that we shared with you, it's impossible for you not to be blessed. Okay? It's impossible. Of all the covenants which are made within the body of Christ, none is more important than the one which is made between the leaders and followers of apostolic camps. I'm going to read that again. Because the LTMA is shifting to the apostolics. Of all the covenants which are made within the body of Christ, taking the whole totality of the body of Christ, none is more important than one which is made between the leaders and followers of apostolic camps. Leaders and followers, all got to be as one. Ephesians 4:11-16 is pivotal verses that at large the body of Christ have not seen these verses in manifestation. That's a verse by the apostle, prophet, and the stuff about the fivefold ministry, what their assignment is, and what kind of people they should produce, down to the 16th verse, Ephesians 4:11-16. Also, a connection verse is Acts 20:28-32, when the apostle is talking to the pastor, he's about to leave, and he tells him about wood going to come in and tell them how to stick with the wood and walk in the anointing. So this connection is so important. Because it's rare. This apostolic camp that we're building is rare. I went through many years of ministry not knowing nothing about it. But all the time, I think God was building me for this moment to be connected with you and you all connected with me and us connected with God in this assignment of bringing this type of a revelation, anointing, and understanding and wisdom and discernment back to the church at large. It's so important that I don't have enough word to express what I believe God is doing through LTMA. And it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit, and not by man. It's by him. That's what he wants to get back into the church. Just like the subject that we're touching now, we touch health, we're touching wealth. Those are not normal subjects in the body of Christ. If you're listening, you know we're going into virgin territory almost when you talk about health, because most ministries laying hand, talk about healing. Then I reveal in the book of Hebrews, we're going in circles to a certain extent. I don't want to put anybody down. I'm talking to LTMA. We're going in circles doing the same old thing and not getting in deeper dimension of the spirit in which I know God wanted to go in, because the apostolic must be brought back now because of the attacks that is made on ministries, on pastors, on evangelists, the prophet, of the attacks that made. We got to have the whole origin of the calling of the apostolic, that we'll be powerful enough to deal with all these things that are coming up. And I believe that we will be, and I know that we are. So just keep listening, because I'm going to read this again. For all the covenant which are made within the body of Christ is a covenant. It's a divine agreement sealed by the Holy Spirit. None is more important than the one which is between the leaders and followers of apostolic camps. And when you read that book of Acts, I use that many times. Take heed to yourself and all the flock which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer, feed the church of God. And I think that's correlated with Ephesians 4:11-16, that to teach and train people who are under us to know how to fight for themselves, to know how to finish a battle, to know how to discern and know the right thing to do. So the transfer of spiritual DNA is more pronounced in this scenario than any other. And if you look at Philippians 4:9, it'll give you an idea of what we're talking about. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. It says that those things which you have both learned and received, number 2, and heard, number 3, and seen in me, number 4, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now, in this NLTMA, I have to set an example. Those under me have to set an example. And then on down the line, set an example. For if the leader is not putting nothing out, there's nothing to receive. There's nothing to hear. There's nothing to see. But you don't have that excuse, because every day I am aiming by the mercies of God to do things that you can catch a hold on and pass it on to you, that you can get stronger and stronger. Now, I'm real successful in ministry. My success is based on my infirmity. My success is based on the fact that I know I can't do it. My success is based on the fact that I'm diligent about what I'm doing. It's based on holiness. It's based on sanctification. It's based on never stop studying, constantly seeking God's face to find out. Some of my MVBs are closer and travel with me on RV camp, and they know how I am. They know that I never let up. I'm always seeking God. And that's what I'm trying, to pass on to all of you, that he has to be first. This little glamour stuff about what kind of car you got and RV and all that stuff is good within itself, but priority is we got to keep him first. And so that's important to me, to train that to you, let you see that. The impartation of mantles and function in the apostolic house carry a generational mandate upon what the very future of the church and kingdom of God are hinged. Now there in Philippians 1, verse 7, Philippians 1, because I want you to have these verses to go over. I put these verses, this is still in the book, but I put some verses there that I believe God had laid on my heart after many years of following him. In Philippians 1, verse 7, it says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bond and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Now watch the last part of this verse. This is what I want to happen. This is what I did with Kenneth Hagin, and I did it with Fred Price. Ye all are partakers of my grace. Now, that's so important, because grace is the root of everything that God is doing at this time. But I don't want you to just be here as a participant. I want you to be a partaker. there must be some change in your ministry. But now listen, it's just like I'm dealing with five people, but dealing with some kind of sickness in their body, and I'm telling them how to eat and how to fast and how to do this. And then if you come back and tell me it ain't working, you know what I say? You're lying. So I'm telling you the same thing. If you're not having no improvement, and we got testimonies after testimonies, we got testimonies among our MBBs that they are rising, their ministries are changing, setting an example for us. If you're still in the same place, it means that it's something you're not doing. I want you to change it this morning. I want you to see how glorious it is to function properly in the guidelines and the example that we as leaders are trying to set before you. If you follow instruction, your ministry has to change. That impartation is coming off on you. I don't want nobody connected to me not getting no improvement. You know, people don't want change. You got to make the changes. You can't just be saying things. You got to do things, and you got to continue doing it, and you got to get results. I'm about results. I'm about building people, generations who can take over when I leave. And then they build people, take over when they leave. So you got to understand what's going on here. You got to understand it's just not just an organization. This thing is in my heart. LTMA is in my heart. And I want it to be in your heart that we can grow, because this apostolic setting is foreign to the church at large. Now we've got some great apostles I'm reading behind, so, but it's rare, very rare. And so this assignment we have is so important for this, again, for this time, because a lot of courage is going to be thrown at this time by the satanic forces, by the system. They're just beginning. They're going to come with more. But if we are trained right as leaders, and we train these people right, our people right, we're going to be fine. But I've got to get you as leaders, not just one of us, say, I'm a member of LTMA. Yeah, do you have any results? What are you doing? You can't be in LTM 5, 10 years, no changes. If you're doing what we're putting out for you, you got to have some changes. And that's what it's all about, passing on the mantle, passing on the DNA, passing on the anointing. Now, this one is very important also. If there's a breach between the members of the camp, it will show up in a sporadic transfer of mantle and impartation. See, the mantle and the impartation can't be given to anyone who is not functioning properly. Maybe the next statement will just show you what I mean. This fluctuation will prevent this synergy that is needed to cause the momentum. In other words, if you're fluctuating, if you're not following and you're fluctuating, that's why you're not improved. Now, I look at some of y'all not moving enough for me. Even some of the MBBs are not moving enough for me, because I believe that there's a fluctuation there, and it's not a following. That's two different words. If you follow close, just like I did with Brother Hagin, just like I did with Fred Price, my ministry ride up to their ministry, because I followed them close, and I followed the instruction. I did what I had to do. I didn't care who didn't go. I showed up every time. I was there every time. I did what I had to do. Every time I did what I had to do. And I'm so thankful that things were passed on to me that cannot be denied. See, wherever these breaches are located, the devil will seek to insert sticks of demonic dynamite. Demonic dynamite that will blow greater divides in the already weakened structure. See, so you can't set back. This thing is spiritual. You can't set back. In other words, here's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. There's nowhere to hide. What you mean by that, Apostle? You can't fake this. You can't put on a front for this. You have to either be in it or out of it. We've had some pulled out recently, backed off from, I believe, a position God had put them in to bring them to places that they've never seen before. They'll never get that. I'm just saying they'll never get there. They'll never see the fruition that God wanted them to have if they're disconnected from what God was sending them, because things were getting a little stronger and stronger and more responsibility and more responsibility. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So the wherever these breaches are located, it's this fluxation, just not flowing, but fluxation, breaches are located. The devil will seek to insert sticks of demonic dynamite, that's strong, that will blow greater divides in the already weakened structure. So that's why we don't let anybody come in LTMA just say, hello, I won't get in. No, they got to go for them MBBs, and we have turned some down. They're not ready. If they're not ready, and I think that's one of the things that have kept us, if you're not ready, and we ain't thinking about numbers, we ain't thinking about that, we're strong as we are because we're following divine direction. In other words, we can't afford to leave gaps in the relational structure of the camp. In other words, I'm going to read it again. We can't afford to leave gaps in the relational structure of the camp. Read it one more time. In other words, we can't afford to leave gaps. And I think that's why we on this line are bonded together. We may not be doing all we need to do, but I think this morning the Holy Spirit will take some of the things I'm saying to you and put you in another level, and put you in another position, and put you, because what our great uncle said, if you try to follow me and somebody else, you're going to run into a problem, because in this camp, we're real strict. We have all the evidence. I'm not the only one to have evidence. I got other men following me and women following me, got evidence like never before, both spiritual, physically, financially, they got evidence. I mean, you can't deal with evidence. Evidence will blow you out of the room. So we have that evidence. So, and we know what it took and what it takes, and we want to pass that on to you. May the Holy Spirit rain and the wind blow and the fire burn at this point where I'm talking to you right now, that you understand that it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. The leaders and followers within the camps cannot be superficially joined together and then attempt to pass it on as a deep covenant bond. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hope I can get off of this one. The leaders and followers within this camp cannot be superficially joined together and then attempt to pass it off as a deep covenant bond. No. That's not going to work. See, now we're talking about fluctuation. We're talking about breaches. We're talking about demonic dynamite. Now we're talking about this point here. Superficially joined together, putting on the front. I've seen so much of that. I left camps. I saw this ain't real, man. I left them because the production wasn't there, and it wasn't real. You know, people trying to show what kind of suit they got on, trying to show their rings and all that stuff. That's nice. I wear a nice ring suit. And y'all know that, and y'all do it too. But that's not what it's about. It's not about your suit. It's not. This thing is on the inside, man. This thing is for real. We don't have no more one shot at this, LTMA. Our lifetime. We have a powerful opportunity before us, and I don't want you to miss it. I want you to be the walk in it, be the walk in that anointed, self-same anointed, walk in the anointing, walk in the power, walk in the victory, that you can pass it on to other people and they can see it in your life. It urged me to see good men and good women not flowing like they should flow. That word fluctuation and flowing, those two words are in my heart this morning. I need to impress on you by the Spirit of God, be a follower. Flow as the Spirit leads. When your MBB tell you something, they got it down for me. Flow with it. We have to flow together. in order for the function, that's the word, in order to function as the Lord wants us to function in our personal lives, in our ministry. That's what I'm about. I'm about passing things on to you. I'm not about having 16,000 people following you. That ain't no big deal. I'm about those who follow, function, flow, and be able to increase in the things they're doing. We talk about it. Let's go back to another word. We can't afford to leave gaps in the relationship. You got to watch what you think. You got to watch what you're saying. You got to watch what you believe in. It's so important. The bond must be secure to the extent that their purpose is interlocked and motivated by the same intention. Oh, let me read that again. The bond. Let me read another back the verse to point number 9. The leaders and followers within the camps cannot be superficially joined together. Superficially joined together. You cannot, You cannot be supernaturally joined together if you're superficially joined together. And LTMA, I pronounce on you, your ministry, and your household that we are supernaturally joined together. Because you can't pretend to have a deep covenant bond, laughing, hugging it, and not real. You know, you're not real, saying something else later on. You can't do that because that was supposed to be a blessing to you become a curse to you. That's all I'm saying. The bond must be secure to the extent that their purpose is interlocked, and motivated by the same intention. Interlocked and motivated by the same intention. Although we have individual personalities, here we go, and mannerisms, there is a oneness that must exist within the apostolic anatomy of the kingdom in order for the kingdom to properly manifest. Are you listening? Somebody answer me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Apostle.
Yes, sir.
All right. I need to respond. I ain't heard no lady voice. I didn't hear no lady voice, no woman voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Wonderful. I want you blessed. I'm not trying to get nothing from you. I'm trying to get something to you. And in my office, I'm in my office at home. Now, the anointing of God is all over this office because I think some things about the change in lives who be going on the same old, you cannot be connected with this camp and live the same life. It's too powerful. As Paul said by the church of Rome, I am praying. No, I'm not just saying this. Now listen to me. I am praying for you every day. LTMA, I'm praying for you every day. When one of your name come up, I pray over that name. There got to be increase. There's got to be increase in anointing, increase in understanding, increase in the wisdom, increase in impartation. That's increase in everything. Increase in your family, personal life, enjoying your life, and doing and carrying out the gospel. Because what you mean enjoy? Well, when you attack, you're going to be attacked when you're going the right way. But that's no problem because you know what to do. All right, listen. The bond must be secure to the extent that their purpose is interlocked and motivated by the same intention. That's what we want for LTMA. Although we have individual personalities and mannerisms, there's a oneness that must exist with the apostolic anatomy of the kingdom in order for the kingdom to be properly manifested. We got to be in one. There must be an unbreakable line of spiritual DNA that make it impossible for the adversary to separate our common cause from one another. We got a common cause. In other words, an unbreakable line. Unbreakable, not superficial, supernatural. And I want to tell you, the only thing that I see that I really want to correct in LTMA is more blessing. Those people following me, those people who are doing the same thing, pray in the spirit, build yourself in your most holy faith, because there's no way to be connected this to LTMA and the blessing not flowing. No way. Because you have to be blessed in order to pass the blessing on to the people whom God's going to use you with. All right, just a few more minutes. In Acts 2:42-44, and all that believed were together. You read those verses, all that believed were together. This is the common DNA thread that confirmed the legal relationship both between apostolic people, that they on one accord, they all believing they're together. Nobody complaining and saying something against the organization, and I think we're doing a good job there. Yes, I want you to hear this. This is the common DNA thread that confirmed the legal relational bond between apostolic people. When bridges exist within an apostolic camp, it causes the DNA chain of apostolic succession to run short. Having our vital spiritual traits, experiences, impartation, and relationship, leaving out vital, it causes the DNA chain of apostolic succession to run short. I used the wrong word. Leaving out vital spiritual traits, number one, experiences, number two, impartation, number three, and relationship. Very, very important. She said, we cannot let anybody come in the camp. And I believe y'all watching. I don't believe just the MBB watching. I believe everybody in the LTMA watching, because we don't want this thing messed up. And I believe if somebody come against one of the MBB, they got to deal with you all too. And I know that. I recognize that harmony and that connection among the camp. That's why we don't have a whole lot of dissension and a whole lot of foolishness when we're having meetings and et cetera. All right, now watch this again. It causes, when breaches exist within an apostolic camp, it causes the DNA chain of apostolic succession to run short. We don't want that to happen. We want to keep flowing from one to another, leaving out vital spiritual traits, experiences, impartations, and relationship. Now, I pronounced this morning on this impartation that the spiritual traits, experiences, impartation, and relationship between us and what God has called us to do is at a 100%. See, because if not, here's what happened when the traits are producing a strange breed that cannot carry the governmental aspect of the apostolic ship forward because it contains too many differences. You know, you're hearing that. See, you can't, and I'm saying again, the reason I'm teaching this is because we've got new people coming in. It's amazing how God has kept us together. I have had no major problem in LTMA. So this teaching is foundational for relationship, for impartation, and for the DNA to get into every person who's a part of LTMA. On this type of apostolic government order, the subjects are not forced to submit to rulership. Rather, they're willing willfully submit to it. They're not forced to submit to leadership, and leadership is a sort of a rulership. Rather, they willfully submit to it. I think we clear out in that area. Now, the full grace of the government can flow unhindered by the resistance of pride, prejudice, or false judgment, or jealousy. See, we don't have that. Thank God. I hope you realize, and I'm not talking about Leroy Thompson. I hope you realize what type of organization you're in and the caliber of these men who are working with me with this and their wives who are working with me in God is using us in this generation to set this thing up. And after this morning, I believe things are going to get stronger and stronger. I have to depend on the Holy Spirit to share better what I'm saying to you. But I think we've been about 40 minutes now. We've covered a good much territory I'll take up in our next importation. But just a review, establishing apostolic covenant. Remember, we talked about stability, alignment, relationship. We talk about the transfer of spiritual DNA, the impartation of mantles, that we cannot have fluctuation. So if you have any fluctuation in you, pertaining to what the MVBs tell you to do or what apostles sent down to you, get it straight, flow, function. Remember now I told you that I'm expecting changes in your life in every way, health-wise, wealth-wise, wisdom-wise, discernment-wise. Everything ought to be on the increase. I don't want no stagnation. I don't want nobody just hanging on. If you do what you're taught, if you take that with a Philippians 6:10, take that verse, what you've seen, what you've heard, that's the way God trained people. That's the way Apostle Paul trained. That's the way the Apostle Peter trained. They had to have evidence in their lives. So we produce an evidence. And it's so wonderful. We don't have no arguments. We don't have all this old spit stuff. You know why? Because we're firm, and we're not going to put up with it. We'll shut you down in a minute. You know that. And we'll put you out in a minute. You know that. Those kind of criteria have to be there, my sons and daughters, have to be there in order for our humanistic part, if our soul is pushed out of alignment, it can be put back in alignment. I always tell the story of a man died who was a homosexual, and all of his friend was coming, and one of my members was talking to him, and she told him, says, listen now, y'all don't know where y'all going now. Y'all been not coming there twisting and acting all feminine in that meeting, because he ain't going to put up with it. And they came in there and set their tail down like they supposed to set their tail down. Now preach, because that's the way, the firmness of LTMA. We don't play. We are helping voices, but we're not playing with them. So let me close with this benediction, which is a powerful benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you until we meet again. God bless you. See you next time.
Just to make note, January 6th and 7th will be the LTMA Impartation Conference. And in-person attendance is allowed. Now, we're fully open. In-person attendance is allowed here at Word Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. It is January 6th and 7th of 2022. It'll only be Thursday and Friday. We have two sessions per day, 10:30 and 7 each day. 10:30 and 7 each day, January 6th and 7th of 2022. Thank you so much for being on the call this morning. The MP3 will be available. We bless you. Have a great day.